This first handout is just an abbreviated bio. As instructors, you know this, that we're all required to formally introduce the college. But I know that I set in, I think, was it Heather who was absent one day and had to help you guys out for a little bit?
Yeah.
Introduction, if I'm correct. So, we have seen each other, but really don't know each other.
Get
to know each other, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Over the next 8 weeks, because we'll be together. For 8 weeks, we'll be together for this course, and you'll only have me for 4 weeks for the course that comes after this, which is your on-air one supplemental. You have your on-air day, which is Monday.
Right.
Where you're actually in the stations, and so Jim met with you yesterday. But then you have a class that just kind of help clears up any, I don't know, confusion that you may be having or trouble or whatnot, and really get you secure with the formatics. And you can't really do that when you're on the air. So we have to make a day for a few weeks where that transition will be okay for you, especially as you head into fourth quarter. And you haven't had or been on the air for a while since first quarter, so you kind of get rusty. So that kind of 4 weeks of having class time to remember and remind yourself about what to do and da-da-da kind of helps. Especially in third quarter when it kind of, you know, you feel frazzled at first. But I am Keela Carson, 2K, and I'm an instructor here, obviously at Specs. And the years kind of just zoomed by. I looked up, I guess, a few weeks ago on St. Patrick's Day, which is also my daughter's birthday. And they tell me, Keela, you've been here 9 years.
Mm.
Oh, my goodness. It's 10 years. You get a cake every year. But I'm moving into that category where you turn the corner on your anniversary day and it's a surprise. So I said, oh, wow. So I've been here 9 years. I am a graduate as well. I work even now in communication, although I don't work live on the radio anymore. I stepped away from that a few years ago because I've done it and it was good and I made, you know, hi, Kalia. Thank you. And so, you know, I felt secure enough financially that I had burned that out, especially with the tide of the industry. And at some point, because I'm an instructor too, I have this other thing that makes me want to make room for the new, just naturally. I often look at some of my colleagues and I'm like, would you get out of that chair, please, and let some new blood in here because you sound old, you're doing this, and it aggravates me. So I like new and fresh, so I like young people. Feels good to, you know, hear that creativity and your spin on things. So I stepped out of that realm. However, I still have my production, which I do a lot of. I don't physically do it. I have partners or a partner and other people that work with me. I do voiceovers, which is really my comfort zone. I like books. I like long form books and instructional things. So I do that. And of course, your regular 30-second commercials, 60-second commercials. And in addition to that, I'm also in school. I'll have a graduation coming up in a few weeks. And then I'll go into another program. But the goal is to get a PhD.
Congratulations.
Well, I always tell the classes that I know the struggle that you go through. I was a student just like you. I mean, I went to, you know, preschool and kindergarten and all that stuff. So, yeah, I know what it's like being a student. But I also told them I know what it's like being a student as an adult who is working and I have a daughter, you know, and I have a business. And that's a different dynamic than when you're in first grade and everyone's taking care of you. You know, when you have to take care of a household or you're worried about finances and, you know, you got other things going on, that can get in the way of your study time, and just mentally, you know, when you're thinking about things that are really important, the mortgage and whatnot, sitting in a class sometimes is distracting, or you're distracted. So I do understand that, and how you have to departmentalize your mind for this thing. It is very difficult. But it's what I set out to do. So I only ask of you the same thing I ask of myself, is that you show up, you be present in the moment, you come prepared, even if it kills you. And sometimes it will. Any assignment is never to be late, or you will be penalized. And it's good for us, even me, because I took a hit on a final project last semester in school, and I obsess about it sometimes. But I took a hit. My professor said, Keila, you have never been late on anything in 2 years. She said, so, and this is after we came back for the new semester. She said, so just bring that stuff into me. Because I left it here at work, running out the door. Because I was preparing another portion that another teammate had not prepared. And I got the call and said, Keila, we're trapped. She didn't do it. And I told him, I said, she's not going to do it. Come up with plan B. They refused. Keila, I'm at work. I can't do it. You're the only one. Left my other stuff on my desk, went to school, didn't have part of my stuff. So my professor said, well, Keila, have that grade back. She said, we'll go to the registrar, change the grade, everything's good. I said, no. She said, what? I said, I didn't turn it in on time. Let's be done. I got the grade that I got, and that was that. Because I needed for it to stick, to remind me to get my stuff in. So I only tell you that to tell you that I only expect from you what I expect from myself. So get your stuff in on time. For this course, it is super important. And you will be held to the letter of the law. But other than all that great stuff that I do, what I like to tell classes, because you can read here. I mean, I've worked at various stations. My career is in radio and television. Even today, we do video as well. I shouldn't say we, my partners like Keila. When's the last time you picked up a camera? Well, I looked at one when we bought it. And boy, I keep
the check.
Yeah, and it's been quite a few checks of late, and I am sick of him. we need a, and you know we gotta have a, and now, just last week, it was another, when are we going to be out of the, and just the earning, you know, so, but, you know, you got to have the equipment in order to get the jobs done and make it nice. But what I like to tell classes are three things, and one is preparation meets opportunity. When I graduated, or right before I graduated, I was doing my DJ show downstairs, much the same as you will be doing over the next 8 weeks. But I was in the fourth quarter, almost at the end, 2 weeks to graduation, and a call came in while I was doing my news. I hated to do news, but it was my last newscast because the next week was just, you know, hang out, gravy, like, you know, senior week, if you will. Everything's cool. So all of our final projects had to be done that week. So it was my last time doing news. I was so happy, never got to do this again. Woohoo! You know, I'm going to be a DJ. So a phone call comes in, and this person is looking for a new news person that they can groom. And I happen to be doing my news. We have four stations, just like you have now. And it's luck of the draw. When a person calls and they put them on hold, you know, any one of those stations could be on the hold bank. This particular day, at this particular time, it was my station while I was on. The gentleman heard me doing the news, and he, when the placement department finally picked up, he said, I want her. And that's the one I want to groom. And so I get up, you know, someone banging on the window, like, Keila. And I was like, hi, you know, I'm doing my news. So, which I hate to do. So don't disturb me when I'm doing what I don't like. So they call me down afterwards, and they said, Keila, you got your job. I said, I got a job. I didn't apply for any, you know. Because technically, you have to wait until after you're done, at least for the school to. They said, well, I mean, you can't start until after you graduate, but the day after you graduate, as long as you don't screw up the interview, you got your gig. And I went, okay. Never asked what it was, never walked out of there on top of the world. So you can imagine my horror when I walked in and said, we're starting a new FM news station. I was like, news? But, you know, sometimes divine intervention is great because by having to do news early in my career and getting a true understanding, what that did is made me valuable for every other job that I got after. And I always was paid more because I had this dual, you know, profession. I could do news, I could edit, I could... So when employers hire you, and I didn't know that, and really know it until I took management in school or college, but they look for stuff that sets you apart. So that, and then they decide how much they're going to pay you. That's why they say, oh, we'll pay you between this and this. And this depends on how much other stuff you know, how much other experience you have. You get what I'm saying? So the low end, if you don't have any experience, you get the low end. But all those other variables in the middle kind of start pushing you towards a different salary range. So I was always closer to that end because I had the news. So it was a blessing, actually, that I got that opportunity. But the thing here is that I was prepared. I only did on that Tuesday, because it was just like today, Tuesday, is come to school prepared. That's all I did. The rest was out there and worked for me. So that's what preparation meeting opportunity is. All you can do is prepare and do the best that you can. Opportunity will meet you if you do what you're supposed to do. It will. It's just kind of how it works. It just doesn't work any other way. It may not come the way you think, but it'll happen. The next thing is learn everything. On that first job, I learned everything. I did not like computers. Obviously, I told you I didn't like news. And here are the two things that I have to do on this job. And and the boss said, Keila, the worst thing you can do is blow this thing up. You're not going to do that. So just learn it. I ended up learning it so well that all of the people who were older than me who hated computers even more than I did, they said, just can you hire Keila full-time? Because I was just part-time. You know? And it was like part-time with a twist. It was a part-time intern, I don't know what, paid intern kind of thing, right? So just within a couple of months, I went from paid intern to part-time, for real. And then I went from part-time to full-time because they said, well, just hire Keila to produce the entire morning show, which means now I'm preparing professionals who do this, you know, who've been doing this all their lives. I'm preparing their stuff every morning, so I got to be there hours before them. My clock-in time was 3:30 a.m.
What time did you go to bed?
Kalia, early on, I was hard-headed, and I was still young, and I would have a good time. So I may not go to bed till 11, right? Because I want to hang out with my friends and do whatever, you know. And that killed me. It killed. So then I said, Kim, you can't do this. And then I started going to bed literally at 6 or 7 o'clock in the evening. Just to be up early enough to prepare my brain. What's the news story today? What's happening? You know, how do we change it? What's another angle? How can I give them something new, fresh perspective to kick off the morning with? You know, so and then my writing skills developed. I started to understand my true voice in terms of a writer. So that was all great stuff, and I became invaluable. Just so in 6 months, I went from, I don't know, paid intern to full time with benefits. I didn't even know what a 401k was, and they were shoving one down my throat. And I was like, what is that? I'm 21 years old. What's a 401? What? You know? So I started stockpiling all this money away, and I didn't even understand it. I just looked up one day and got this letter with all these numbers on it. I said, what is this? Is it Keila Rivera in a 401k? And I was like, oh, not really. And so then someone explained it to me, and I was like, this is all my money? And I'm, at that time, 25.
How long were you at your first job for?
About a year and a half, because then they switched format to what you know now today as YCD, It's Country. So they came and changed the format, and they said goodbye to all of us staff who was a part of that. And it's just like that. But then I was picked up by Tower 98 because I had the news. PD said, Keila, I want you to start DJing. At that point, I thought news was my And then she opened me up to the DJing, which is what I really wanted to do. But then I thought, maybe I don't want to be a DJ anymore. I want to do Dukes. But she did, and then I had that duo thing going, and then that's when things really started to break out. Then I came back to Detroit and Urban Market. But then years later, went to WWJ because I had all that news background. And I thought, oh, you know, I'll be on the low totem pole in terms of the pay. Wasn't. Because they were like, your writing skills are less conservative, and they were looking for young and different. And I was gonna, you know, WWJ is. But I came in there like, they were like, yeah, we like that kind of writing. So then I moved from just working whatever the shift was to working with Joe and Roberta in the morning. So they were like, who's that young girl with all that different new stuff? And so, you don't know how your career will go, but whatever you do, learn everything while you're in the building, and that's what I did. So that's the second thing. And the next is have streams of income. Don't put all of your financial eggs in one basket. You gotta have, you know, I have specs, I have the production, I have the voiceovers, you know what I'm saying? And I also train voice actors. So then that's another whole different dynamic. So when I go to the mailbox, I'm happy. And that's the way the world is. And it's not Keela's crazy advice. Any financial advisor will tell you. And that wealthy people don't even understand the way we live. You know, wait on 2 weeks for a check. They don't, that concept, for people who've been wealthy all that, they don't even get that. They're like, are you serious? Their investments are always cranking out for them. It's like, you know what I mean? And that's why they have to have these accountants and things, because this money is just rippling in every second of every day and changing, and they have to figure out how to put it to, oh, we're making too much here, we gotta put this over there, we gotta, what tax is that? So they, every 2 weeks, they would die knowing that they have to wait every 2 weeks for a check. Okay? Not that they don't get those checks, but they don't live off of that. Okay? That's just, and I go to work because I love to work. They're obsessed with the work. The money, oh, they're not waiting 2 weeks for a check. They buy what they want to today. So you got to start thinking of that streams of income. And I don't care if it's a lawnmower service. It doesn't have to be broadcast related. It could be you doing broadcast and your brother loves the lawn, you know, landscape. So you invest in brother's landscaping company. Brother does all the, you know, labor, but you have help with the investment, you know, or whatever, something else that you love to do or are passionate about. You have to have that, because that's just the way the world is nowadays. Unless you're not caught with some layoff and then you don't have any money, only way to take care of yourself. We know, because that's happened recently, and it is it has devastated us. So we don't want to be caught like that as we start to move into the new generation. So those are my three things. The rest is just, you can always ask me about, you know, career stuff, and I'll help you as best as I can. But the focus now is you. So I'm going to hand out your syllabus, and we'll rip through it. And it shouldn't be too taxing.
You're welcome.
This is your production course. You have production in second quarter, so it should feel seamless as you move into this quarter. But the stakes are higher, more is expected of you. And you should want to live up to that, you know, the challenge. You don't want to stay where you were last quarter. I don't want to hear any of that. Well, last quarter I did. Well, that's why that was last quarter. This quarter, you want to take it up a notch. All right, so let's look. This is your radio production course, third marking period, your week 17 through 24. This is your week 17. I don't foresee any real scheduling problems as I look for the next 8 weeks. Easter is this Sunday, so we don't, that doesn't affect us. And there are no other major holidays that flow for that time frame. I like to look at that when we're talking about Christmas, like 4th of July, summertime, Labor Day, and all that kind of crap. So you guys should be able to have a good, solid run of courses. My name is Derek Keela Carson. My extension is 08959, and my email address is there. You may use that. Everything I have synced to it, so if you send me an email, I will get it on my smartphone, my iPhone. It usually takes me 24 hours to respond to an email unless you tell me it's an emergency. I get it right away. I just, you know, kind of prioritize and whatnot, so I have a time when I respond to emails, so I can just get them all out at once. But if you say, hey, it's important, then I will email you right away, or respond right away. Our podcasting site is there, and that is for, in the third quarter, things that you do that are approved by our listening board, production-wise, is submitted. And if they approve it, then it goes on the podcasting site so that you could hear some of your work kind of highlighted. And this is the work that is, I don't want to say above and beyond, but it is definitely, at minimum, following the rules, okay? And anything beyond that is just makes it greater. The course catalog description says students build on radio production, keyword there being build, so you're going to add to what you've learned last semester or quarter. You build on radio production and broadcast writing skills acquired in previous marketing periods to produce various types of radio commercials. Effective use of music and sound effects is also going to be included in this course. Assignments are completed in weekly radio lab sessions. So that is, weekly is really letter of the law here. You will be producing a spot Thursday, because that's our lab day. You will be producing a spot on that day. So rolling them out from there on. So the pace is, in the second quarter, I think you have this every other week kind of thing, right? So then you would start it and then get another week to kind of clean it up or add to it or whatever. Not the case this time. It is, yes.
I'm just curious, with the amount of people that are in this class, yeah, are we all going to have our own studios to work in?
Well, there are 21 studios, so okay. Technically, yeah, you
okay.
could. Absolutely.
Cool.
And that's how we like to have it. That's why we have the 21, because in theory, based on averages, most classes, when they come in the door, 45, you lose. Big, you know, law of averages. So we came up with that number of 21 studios.
Okay.
And we've never had a problem. So, yeah, you guys will fight for the studios you want. And let's respect that culture, you know, that unwritten culture, like so-and-so likes to use Studio 13, because that's their unlucky number that they love. And all of a sudden, you see that they're late today, so you run into Studio 13. That's mean. Yeah, that's one of those unwritten communication rules that, you know, like a person always sits in the same chair or whatnot. So don't do that to your classmates. Find your studio, stick with it, and be done. That way everybody knows that, oh, that's so-and-so's spot, that's so-and-so's spot, and be happy with it. All right. So going over the objectives here for you, these are your objectives. Student will demonstrate the ability to follow basic copywriting and audio production rules. So you see there it says follow. I need you follow. Not in that nasty dictatorship type of way, but in a way it is. On objectives.
Okay.
So when it says you will demonstrate the ability to follow, you want to, you know, people look at that kind of stuff in passing, like, No. You are entering a world where you are going to be considered a professional. You must learn to follow what your bosses or your superiors have set out for you. And guess what? Sometimes you're not going to know why. And sometimes you're going to say, oh, that cockamamie, but he doesn't know what, or she doesn't, what is she doing? She doesn't know what she's talking about. All you got to do is just put the widget this way and make it that way, and it'll work better. I tried it myself. But then you don't know that every time you do that widget thing, you set the clock off wrong, the competition is beating you because you've played the song late, the power song, And they've done all this research that says if your station plays the power song at a certain time, more people tend to like your station. But then you do it the other way. And you get what I'm saying? So sometimes you don't know why. Now, some bosses will tell you, but everything is not for you to know, believe it or not, in the hierarchy. Okay? Like your kids. Do you tell your kids, I mean, if you have kids or your little brothers or sisters or little kids that you know, do you tell them everything? They may ask you where your babies come from. And you may say, out of the belly. Mommy has a baby. Out of the belly. Now, do you tell them that mom and dad got together at 6 o'clock on a Saturday night? And, you know, you tell them what they need to know. So
you were conceived in the back of an F-150.
Exactly. You can leave out some details for this.
That's how we got our first one.
TMI.
Yeah, that's where we draw the line.
I got it on videotape.
There might be some footage somewhere.
So sometimes you don't give the whole story, and I want for you to start understanding how important following really is. And then once you start to understand how to follow, guess what happens with your bosses? They start to go, And then they start to tell you a little bit more, and then they start moving you into other departments. You get what I'm saying? You have to first demonstrate the ability to do exactly as told. Period. Without any question. It's the philosophy of the military. You don't ask questions. Or people die. Well, it's true.
No, I know.
It's the truth. You can't second guess it. Okay? So, nobody's going to die, by the way.
Yeah.
But sometimes you have to give people the extreme.
Oh yeah.
To understand, you know. The philosophy is still the same. So I want you to follow the rules that I give you for a reason. I don't care that you heard on the radio station where they did it this way. Just because it's on the radio and they did it this way doesn't mean that it's right, believe it or not. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
Yes. Sometimes it's wrong, and they're just doing it because they don't know any better. Can you believe that? So trust me when I tell you, I'm trying to give you a standard that will catapult you even beyond the local radio. How about that?
That'll work.
Because I don't do commercials for local radio. I do commercials for ad agencies. That's a difference. Okay? I don't write the spot for Clutch Cargo. I write the spot for Gannett. Corporate.
Oh, different?
Major difference.
So that's what I'm trying to get you to understand. Follow the directions that we give you here. All right. Student will demonstrate the ability to write commercials. Oh, your writing skills, you got to take it up. And use basic production techniques. The basic production techniques that we give you, want you to apply them and push yourself beyond the lazy. You got this edit. Now you know that you've cut part of the word off. And if you don't know, then I want you to come sit with me because we got a bigger problem. Because you're not hearing things. So if you tell me you ignored it, we can work with that. Then I'll say stop ignoring this. You hear this click word, get that word. The word is all there, get it. Okay, so I don't want funky editing in this production course. I will call you out every time, and you will push yourself, or you'll be pushed, because you'll see that grade, and you'll get tired of it. When all you got to do is get the edit right, so you don't want to waste time. When I say fix that edit, first time I tell you, with no penalty. And the second time, it gets, and then it keeps. And then when, you know, I'm like, okay, you're just zero. Because you don't even want to hear me at all. So we got to work together to push ourselves beyond second quarter. Student will have attained the ability, once you finish the 8 weeks, to produce commercials that could be used in a small market station. Yeah. And the reason why I said small market is before, well, can be, some of them will be even as good as major market, or better, or agency level, if you push yourself. But definitely small market, okay? The grading scale is there. We don't need to go over that. It's the same. It never changes. Specs Howard School expects students to understand that it is their responsibility to fulfill course requirements as instructor, and also understand that it is the instructor's sole responsibility to determine grades and for the discerning of academic performance of the student. I grade you fairly. I grade you on what you've earned, not how I feel about it. I need for you to hit certain technical benchmarks, and as long as you hit those things, your grade is fine. Okay? I don't grade because I dislike you or feel something personal. That's not even ever not, no. You could be as sweet as pie and I'll give you a zero. Or you could be as nasty as sin and you'll get an A. It's just the work. That's all we're here for, okay? And it's good if some of you remember that too, as you're fighting with your classmates. What, really? That? Mm-mm. We're here to get this thing from Specs with our money. 15 grand or something like that, and get the heck on out of here and get a job. I'm not here to argue with Sam and Bob and Susie. Get focused on your work so you can get out of here. 16 weeks, okay? Grades are determined solely upon what the student has earned through academic performance and fulfillment of the course requirements. Do what you're supposed to do, you're good. All right, so spot number one and script number one due in week 17 lab at the end of class. Okay? So you will write a spot for Sanders, is what it's going to be. And you will also turn in a script. I have script example and criteria and all that stuff up here. So that's what you're going to do in lab, which is Thursday. Okay? 8%. And we just go down the list. Number two will be due week 18 lab. So as you can see, Thursday is when most of your stuff is due, with the exception of your final exam and your midterm exam, which would be due on a Tuesday in class, okay? Everything else is at the end of class on Thursday. All right, so we have script two due week 18 on Thursday in lab, spot three due week 19 in lab, and then we have script four due week 20 in lab, and they are all worth 8%. Then you're gonna have that midterm in class Tuesday, and then you're gonna have your next spot and script due week 21 in lab, 8% again. Following week 21, you're going to have spot and script 6 due, 8%. So you see, it just cranked out. It doesn't stop. Then you're going to have an assignment called Space Spotlight. And that's worth 11% of your grade due week 23. Now, I am going to introduce Spotlight to you probably by week 19. Right?
Okay.
I watch this train wreck every 8 weeks. You assign this early, and guess what you do?
Wait for
the
last minute.
Who said it? Yeah. Because, first of all, you're yielding to your own understanding. You've gotten cocky. Because now you're editing more, you're gonna have digital editing on Wednesday, tomorrow. You have me, so you're editing in production. And so you're like, I've got this. And then Spotlight is going to rip you to shreds. Because you're yielding to your own understanding. You don't have any idea of the amount of time and focus that it takes to put this layered project together. How could you? You've not done it. So then you get it, and then you go, uh-oh, and uh-oh, sorry. Uh-oh, number one, audio didn't record properly. How about that? You set up an interview with someone outside of this building, did an interview, and it didn't come out right. This person, you had to fight to get the interview in the first place. Now you don't have anything. This person is not available. Now you got to go to person number two, which means you got to take the Miranda. Do you get what I'm saying? And of course, you didn't check the audio right away because you're super fly. And so you didn't even know for a week that you didn't have any audio. And then you come to me. No, no. Okay? Then you waited to the last minute. So now it's due. And then you're going to do a marathon edit. on the last day that you had that last day to work on Spec Spotlight, right? And you think, oh, it's 4 hours. After 4 hours, you realize that all you've gotten is the interview parts cut up and what you want to say written down. But you haven't recorded it and you haven't edited it. Back is against the wall. And then here come the stories. No excuse, because I'm going to give you an assignment in 2 weeks. If I can give it to you next week and squeeze it in, I will. And sometimes I have had a handout here, and I said take it home and start reading it, and we'll just go over it. And I tell you, as soon as you get this puppy, go to work. So I'm going to tell you, it's coming. And when you get it, go to work. It is nothing wrong with being finished with this early. There are people who do it. And they just... Now, but they're part of that 1%. Because the bulk, you know, is somewhere in the middle. And then that's that other part that's just last minute. So we don't want to do that. So pay close attention to that Spec Spotlight. You might want to put a little star next to it to remind yourself this is a big... And then you have your PSA for week 24. You're going to slow down a little bit, relax. Usually by the time you get to PSA, people are cranking that out and without even thinking and editing that, and it's good, and you know everybody goes home. And then you have your final exam, which you'll take in class. And that'll be the end of the road. Special course conditions. All assignments and coursework must be completed and turned in by the assigned deadline. No work will be accepted after the end of the marking period. Any missed tests or quizzes may be made up within 5 school days of when the original test was given. Failure to make up the test or quiz will result in a 0 grade for that test or quiz. Please keep your syllabus handy and don't tell me you don't know what to do when you've missed an assignment. It is there. You have got to start learning to read your information. 100 times a day, people want, Kayla, What do we do with the blah, 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 blah? I said, well, where's your syllabus? Can you imagine being a construction foreman calling base to say, hey, how do I build this house? They're like, didn't you get the blueprint? It's right there in the blueprint. Well, I just thought I'd call and ask you. Why? You got the blueprint. Your syllabus is your blueprint. Follow it. Assignments are not assignments that are not completed by the assigned deadline due to absence may be turned in for full credit no later than the next course meeting date. So let's say you missed Thursday. You got to turn in whatever was due Thursday by the end of, let's be sure, by next course meeting, so the next Thursday, which means you might have to do 2 assignments in one day. Hey, these are great. But at least you get an opportunity to get it in for full credit, okay? Late assignments will receive a grade no higher, 69%. Assignments not turned in at all will result in a grade of 0. Assignments due on the last day of class cannot be turned in late. There are no retakes, do-overs available for any test, quiz, or assignment. Because you will be writing the commercials yourself, inappropriate content in any assignment as you see in bold will result in a 0 for that assignment. It is up to the individual instructor to determine what is inappropriate. So let me just help you out here. When you're writing your script, and let's say you want to do something that pushes the envelope, which I'm not opposed to the thought of that. Sometimes things have to push buttons, right? But you want to come see me, so I can tell you if you push too hard on the button, okay? And let me help you, if we can, salvage to some degree your initial intent without totally going off the deep end. You follow me? So we kind of compromise, make it work. some things we cannot make work. And there's just nothing we can do about it. We want to go there, and it happens every day. Ad agencies, they get together, we meet, and they're like, hey, she ate her baby's placenta, so I was thinking. It's like, yeah, I know it's some maybe nutritional benefits, but just visually, it's not what we want to do. You know, you get what I'm saying? But you can't do everything, even when the intent is good. So please, let's not get into doing something and then I'm surprised at grade time. And I'm like, what? Because I'm not going to let up. I'm going to say, you were told to come see me if you had something that fits the envelope. All right, attendance policy. Regular attendance is necessary. It's a necessary prerequisite for the success in your courses. Students are expected to attend all scheduled classrooms and lab sessions in entirety, and attendance is taken at each session. Students, if you flip the page, are responsible for contacting the Spec Tower School Attendance Line, and it's in your handbook, as well as their instructors in the event of an absence. Please note, there are consequences to any absence. You are responsible for anything missed during your absence. It also says, if you arrive after the scheduled start time of your class, you will be required to stop at the front desk and obtain a late slip for admission to class. It is important for you to give the late slip to your instructor as soon as you arrive to class, otherwise you may be marked absent for that day. And the last thing that I will read you is, or read you verbatim, is the student action form. As a service to students, instructors may use student action forms to communicate with students about missed assignments, quizzes, tests, and the deadlines for makeup work or makeup of such work. Students are responsible for all missed work, whether or not the student action forms are issued. And for me, it depends on the course. For you guys, you will get student action forms. Only because of the amount of work you're going to have in this third quarter that's going to roll over like a bulldozer on your life, because it's so demanding, it's the quarter that separates the girls from the boys, the men from the boys.
Something.
Right. There's a divide that takes place here. Not physically, but just mentally, there's a divide. And some people can't hang, and then others take it up a level. So that's what I want for you. So I give you student action forms because you can't get behind here. If you get behind, it is like, you know, just that momentum to get it back again is just killer. It's killer. So I give you student action forms for this course, okay? And in all third quarter, if there's a problem. All right. Professionalism. Come on. Just be nice to people and mind your life, and life is good. You know, if you have a problem, step out, make it cool off, and come on back in. And don't mess with people. If people are having a bad day, leave them alone. Sometimes I ask students, are you okay? And they go, okay, I'm just, and I leave them alone. I don't give them any speeches. Sometimes people just need for you to shut up and leave them alone. Okay? And that's pretty much it. The Learning Resource Center is available to you downstairs behind the Adobe Lab. And anything else, you can ask me. But it's all there. You breathe. We're going to just start. You know what? I know this is kind of out of order things, but I'm going to pass this out. This is the... I don't know, it's kind of like a model to follow for your scripts, that you know how to type them out, and that they look like this in terms of format, okay? So all of your single, this is a single voice script, by the way. So for single voice script, which is what you're going to do for Sanders on Thursday, this is what it should look like when you turn it in to me, except that these words here will be real copy words, okay? So I'm going to pass that out to you. Just discuss it for a second. And hold on to this because, you know, the next time you do a single voice commercial, you want to have a guide so that you type it up properly, because it is a deduction if it's not formatted properly.
Okay.
Okay, so what will appear on the scripts when you turn them in, because you have to turn in your scripts as well as your finished commercial, and the finished commercials will be placed on a flash drive, and we'll discuss directions for that. But this right here, you obviously won't have this top part where it says third marking period radio production example script, so please do not have that part on your script. But starting where that name is, Crystal Klein, she used to be an instructor here. My little Crystal, she just completed her master's and is doing films. Very proud of her. When she was ready to go, I was like, get out of here. And she went to Columbia and just sent me a letter. Come to Columbia.
Columbia.
New York. She went to Chicago, but I got the call from New York. So, Crystal Klein, we honor her. That is where your name will go. Okay? And you will have, it says RBF. In your case, it will be RBF 1411. Okay? And then you would skip, you know, space there. And then you have your spot header. Okay? And in your spot header, you're going to have whoever the client is. Your first assignment is Sanders, so we put it there, or Saunders, however you like to say it. But it really, Sanders would be nice. the focus, which you, for this first assignment, will be candy and cookie sale. So you're going to focus on the candy and the cookies, because they may have other stuff, which you'll see when you get the, hi, Jim. Oh, you brought this for me.
Mm-hmm. You sure?
Oh, yay.
So the focus is going to be candy and cookie, even though there may be other things on the fact sheet once we look at it, okay? But it starts to help you understand that clients will give you all this information, right? You know, oh, we sell shoes, we sell, you know, baby, let's say Meijer. Meijer has everything, right? They have tires, they have food, they have clothing, babies, well, you name it, chewing gum. And how do you get down to the nitty gritty in terms of what to discuss in this spot? Because you can't put everything in there, right? So you have to give it a focus. And that helps you narrow down what products to highlight and on and on and on. Meijer wants to highlight Easter. So then you start thinking about, oh, what are the things that you would have for Easter? Ham, you know, children's Easter clothing. You get what I'm saying? So in this case, your focus is going to be candy and cookie. All right. The length of this spot is going to be 30 seconds. And then you have your target demographic. In this case, women 25-54. And then special production requirements, and it just says use a music bed. So all of these things have to be there, meaning it has to have the client, the focus, the length of the target, and the special production requirements for every spot. So every spot you do will have that list of things. And it will change, you know, what specifically is going on after it, but the client, focus, length, target, and the production requirements have to be there. And then you skip down, and then you're going to have your actual script. And this is how a single voice script will look every time you turn it in. Okay? So you keep this as your mold, your guide. All right. Having said that, I'm looking at the clock, because I know you got that truck comes at a 45, right?
Oh my God.
40.
Hmm? Someone said 40?
40, 45.
Oh, yeah. Look at you trying to get
that's
trying to
get I'm not mad at you.
All right. Let's look at some things that you had.
No, it's not your like.
Yeah, I'm like, what do I don't want to get too deep in 15 minutes. So I'm trying to decide. Yeah, I think I'm going to do this. Because then you'll go downstairs and forget.
Oh. Yeah.
So, we go. Let's take this one. If you don't have a little folder for your individual courses, especially we need one more, right? Especially for this quarter, I would get, you know, go to the dollar store and just get, you know, six of those folders that you have, one for each course. And you love your smartphone, so I say use it to your advantage. I would start scheduling in the calendar, you know, things that are like finals, midterms, you know, really important things, things to remember. Give yourself, you know, a reminder of a week or something, this is due next week. It'll help you. Because I have scheduled stuff and have shocked myself, like, oh, God, that's due? But, hey, it gave me an opportunity to get it done. Okay, right here is the procedure that you will use for your flash drives. And if we have a little time, normally I'd like to show you this on Thursday, but at least let's be introduced to it. I'd like to physically show you on the computer. If we have some time today, I'll pull out the portable system and do it up on the board here. All commercials must be turned in on the class flash drive. So I'm going to have a few flash drives, you know, like an A, B, C, or whatever. And that's how you will turn in your assignments. But what you're going to do is you're going to create a folder that's labeled with your first and last name, plus your RBF, okay, and the assignment number, okay? Everybody got that?
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? The session will be saved with your first and last name. Everybody got that? Plus whatever the production name is. So the session would be called Keela, Carson, and then Sanders. You know, that way I know which one to look at. Because as the weeks go on, you're going to have more and more. You're going to have more and more in there. So I want to know what from what. Okay. There should only be as many audio files, meaning your waves, as you used in your production. So I don't want all that extra stuff. Once you know, put your spot together, dump out anything that you're not using. Okay? And what I mean by dump out, I don't mean delete it necessarily from your file section. Delete it out of the multi-track.
Okay.
Do you understand the difference?
Mm-hmm.
If you hit delete in the file section, everything goes bye-bye. So if you were using, let's say you had a file and you called it music, right? Music 1. So you use music 1 in your spot. If you go over here to the file and delete music 1, guess what's going to happen? Music 1
deleted.
Is gone, even from your project. So you don't delete it out of file, just delete it out of view, which means you just highlight it and hit delete.
Mm-hmm.
So it's still in your file, but it's not sitting there if you're not using it in view. Everybody got that?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay. So that's what I mean by that. I just wanted to be detailed and help you understand what I mean. Yes.
So like as far as the saving, you could remember the tracks like that way? You know what I mean? And get rid of the ones that you don't need.
Remember the tracks. You mean the files?
No, like the tracks and Adobe. Would you just remember like this track 1, 3? And no. Am I thinking about something else?
I don't know that you're thinking about something else. I just want us to clearly understand what,
right.
You know. So, okay.
I would have to show
it. Right, because you know what Khalid, you know.
Yeah.
So when you say track, I need to know if you're really talking about the thing that audio sits on, because
yes.
Those are tracks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
And not, because people also call the files
Oh, no.
Track.
Yeah.
Because we call it, you know, that's my favorite track.
Mm-hmm.
It's music. But that's not really what it is. It's a file.
Yeah.
Okay. So you are talking about
the actual track. Like,
on track one.
Once you save, it'll ask you do you want to save, you know,
right.
You say yes or no. That's what you're saying, right? I'm just...
Yeah, but see, Adobe doesn't ask you what you want to save the track as.
No, no.
Really, it asks you what you want to save the file as,
mm-hmm.
and the file just sits on track two.
Okay.
So that's why I'm going,
Okay.
Tracks have nothing to do with files saving.
Oh, okay.
Do you get what I'm saying? Because you can put it anywhere. So when Adobe says, because Adobe's just going to have in parentheses track two, right? But it's going to say track two... three, right? So
right.
It's saying that this is the third thing on track two or whatever, so what do you want me to call it?
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to say music one or music by Tupac.
Mm-hmm.
And then it'll say on track one again, here's file number 15. What do you want to call this one? And you say, oh, I want to call 15 music by Biggie.
Or delete.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, it's helpful if you delete it as you go because anytime when you're in Adobe and you record something, even if it gets screwed up, it goes automatically to that view. So I'll just delete it right away so that.
I mean, that helps.
You have nothing but the tracks.
But some people are scared. So if you ever have any doubt, you know, on the data where production, come get me and, you know. Because I don't want you deleting anything out of master, which is on the side. So don't highlight nothing on the side and say delete. Unless you really don't want it. Like it's some song that you didn't use, you're not going to use, and then that's fine. But if it's used, then you just want to delete it out of view. So in the multi-track, highlight and hit the word delete on the keyboard, and it just disappears visually. Okay. So, because when I grade, I only want to see what you're using. Audio lab time must be used for commercial spot production. So for all of you budding rappers and singers and things, and those who like to record other stuff, can you please refrain from doing that during your production time because you needed to become a better editor and a better producer. So I don't want to come around the corner, which I hide behind sometimes.
Yeah.
I don't. I really don't. But yeah, I don't want to come around the corner and you in there making your greatest hit. And I do appreciate that excitement, but we can't do that. It says script guidelines. Now this is referring to the script, not what you're going to put on the flash drive, but the script that you're going to turn in that, you know, looks like the one I handed out to you. It says it's got to be broadcast style, typed, all capital letters, and double space. So believe it or not, with the exception of the all caps, that's the basis of any MLA or APA format. Okay. So you want to make sure that it is typed, all caps, double space. That's the foundation. Be sure to follow broadcast writing rules. So having said that, that's what I have.
Yay,
rule. Rule. Look at that. Here's the broadcast writing rules.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And this is just a reminder, and you might get several of these this quarter, like, are you kidding me? But it'll help you out so that you can... you know, you sit it by you when you're working on your scripts, and then when you go do your revision, this is the time to use this. Now, as a writer, let me suggest to you this. After you write your script, then worry about the broadcast side. Don't write your script trying to remember, oh, how does this number work? Just write the script. You follow me?
Yes.
And I don't care what language you write it in, or what, do you get what I'm saying? Because that interferes with the creative process.
Yeah, that's okay.
The creative process is sensitive, so you can't be writing a script of creative, right? You're worrying about it's 1 million, so do I go O-N-E hyphen million, M-I-L, or do I just write the number with the zero? And I can't. That's not going to work. What you're going to do, it's just like with any college paper, any research paper, whatever, you write, just write. And then once you have the script down that you like, then go back and, oh, okay, now, because then your brain is out of creativity, and now it's into what?
Editing.
Well, it's into edit and fact mode, rule mode, right? And that's easier to separate those two. It makes for a nicer write, and you make less mistakes, okay? So don't combine the two. Just write creatively at whatever way you want, and then when you revise, then go back and make everything, you know, formatically correct, okay? We don't need to go over this. I just want you to have it. That was the guidelines for breaking down, you know, the points that will be taken. And then the writing tips are on the second page, okay? All right. And again, you're going to get so many things that relate to writing this quarter that it's going to be coming out of your ears. All right. On that note, now I think we stop, because then when we come back, we only have some basic rules to go over, and I will hand you, let me give you the fact sheet as you go to break. This is just a breakdown of all the spots that you're going to do that you need fact sheets for this quarter. So they're already here in this packet, so don't throw this packet away, don't lose it. Standards is going to be the first thing in the book, because that's the first thing we're working on. I think, though, in here it says that standards should be 25 seconds. Oh no, it says 30. Okay. I don't know why I thought it said 25, but I was like, that is an error. Bless you. So kind of look through so that you get an idea of what I'm saying, that all the fact sheets are there.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. We'll charge you for it. You lose it. Why did you say that? Are you being funny?
No, I'm serious.
Why is it? No, you won't. No, you won't. You're going to get a folder. Right,
I will.
That's it. I will not lose it.
I will not lose it.
Right. Say that.
I will not lose it.
Right.
I will.
It's not going to lose it. That's not cute. So seriously, stop it.
At least you clear your expectations. We'll take your place and start.
Yeah, don't say you're going to lose it. You're going to get a folder, and you're going to put it up, and if you lose everything else from every other course, okay, but you're not going to lose my stuff. Because you're going to have your folder. Okay, so those are the fact sheets, and if you look through just quickly, you'll see that standards is the first, and then it just goes in exact order of when the things will be due. Coca-Cola. And if you notice, there's not a lot there for Coca-Cola, but if you read the middle, it's because that's what you're going to write this script from scratch, you know, just your own creativity. Nothing given to you outside the fact that it's Coca-Cola. Okay? And then you'll have a national or Michigan National Bank, which is now from America. And then I think the last one is the free press. Okay? So those are the spots that you're going to turn in. There is let's take it first. I have to look at my hand up. There's another one. Well, no, you have spotlight, and you have your PSA. Yeah, and that stuff is not in here in terms of your production. That's why it looks a little lighter than it should be, but you have other assignments that don't require a fact sheet. Okay. Any questions about the stuff I just handed you? Okay. And then here is an example, just so you have it, of how you will be graded. Okay. So this is just for you to keep, so you can just look at some of the stuff. Isn't it nice to know what stuff you're going to be graded on so that you can avoid it?
I got a question.
Yep. Stand by. You have a classmate question.
Are we using the same rules as last quarter, like for the music, 2 seconds alone, and we're using the CDs here?
RAV rules. Okay, so I'll explain that for you. Just let me get these out, and that'll give them our last few minutes before we go on break. It's a good question. So yeah, I might want to get another one. Okay. Okay. The RAB 2 second rule for production, and it's really commercial production. You will use that, but I need to make sure that you understand what, how to use it. People think you have to have 2 seconds, and that's not, it's no more than, okay? So if you use 1 second, half a second, that's fine. Also, so that's one question and answer. Also, people think that you have to have music hit 100% in that two or half of whatever, because the person's not talking yet. And that, now that you're really into production, that depends. Because I'll ask you. You have 1 second of music before the person starts to talk. And the spot is not about music. It's about this product, right? And for 1 second, you're all the way here. And what do you have to do super quickly? Bring it all the way down. So I start here, and then I go there. So sometimes it's kooky. So as a production person and as an editor, you will start to understand that, oh, it depends on the spot and what's going on. If it's a concert spot that you're doing, you know, for Live Nation, maybe that music does need to be at 100% because it's Madonna and, you know, you want to highlight her music. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So maybe that's necessary. Or maybe it's a sound effect, an explosion. So yeah, that needs to be boom. And then you go into the spot. So that depends. Okay. But we'll start to learn how to judge that, you know, depending on the particular spot. So I just wanted to mention that.
But like, is music have to stand, I mean, like, be behind your whole spot?
90% of the spot and all of that.
Well, I mean, like, well, last quarter had to be going constantly. Music.
So, now those are not industry rules. Okay. That's your instructor teaching you a concept. Okay? So, it depends. So, now for this quarter, if I say that you have to have music, I'm probably looking at that you need to have about 90% music. But for instance, if you, the beginning of your spot is a person knocking on the door, knock, and he's going to propose to his girl for Valentine's Day. Knock. She says, Jerry, what are you doing here? And then the music goes, do you get what I'm saying?
Right.
So the music in the beginning is not good because it ruins the surprise of the engagement.
So match your spot.
Exactly. So, but if I'm telling you to use music, for the most part, I want it in about 90%. But again, if there's a problem, you come see me. Like, you're like, I'm not using enough music. Because for production now, I want you guys to start testing your judgment, your feeling, your instinct. Because as a production, you're never going to get out the gate if somebody's going to have to tell you every inch of everything. So I got to allow you to test yourself. And then I go, but I don't punish you for test. Do you get what I'm saying? So say the music's on 80%. I'm measuring with this commercial music meter. If it feels right, I'm not going to.
Right. Sounds good.
Right.
And can we use our own music?
Okay. Because that was the other thing that you said, which is right on time.
Oh, okay.
It's licensing.
Okay.
Problem. And we'll talk more about that in the weeks to come. But yeah, you have to protect yourself. And right now you don't know. You're like a baby who doesn't understand until you get slapped with a lawsuit. So it's just protection. The school pays for a music library for you to use any way you like. And as a student, you're protected. If you use other stuff, we can't protect you.
Okay.
I'll see you, man.